Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
By Maria Kanellis. You are tuned into the Atomic Drop, a wrestling podcast like no other. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to 2020. I hope you all had a nice festive period. Mine was alright. I took maybe two weeks off. But we're back. We are back here for another year of pro wrestling. As we know, the start of the year, the first third of the year is always very good for wrestling fans. Of course, we have WrestleMania in April. I don't know if I'm going. Once again, this is the biggest stress of the last 6 months, is trying to figure out if I'm going to get to WrestleMania or not. On one hand, it's going to cost an arm and a leg. On the other hand, I don't want to watch WrestleMania from my sofa when I've seen it in person the last 3 years. So I'm going to have to work it out, figure out what overtime I need to do, figure out how many months I am going to have to live on tinned food. Or just, like, to be fair, me and my girlfriend have come to a decision. It all depends on how the Royal Rumble goes. Now, obviously, if Daniel Bryan was going to win the Royal Rumble, we would be buying ourselves tickets to WrestleMania in a shot. But the way it looks right now, as we had made a clever a clever estimate at a couple weeks back was, yes, indeed, I don't think Bryan's going to be in the Rumble because he will be challenging the Fiend Bray Wyatt for the, is it the Universal or the WWE? I think it's the Universal, for the Universal Championship at this year's Royal Rumble. Now, if Bryan wins this match, it's we'll see what happens. But it's I'm very, very excited for this time of year. The Rumble's coming up. But not only do we have all the WWE activity, but this weekend, Wrestle Kingdom, is it 14? Is either Wrestle Kingdom 14 or 13 or 15? It's Wrestle Kingdom this weekend. This is how you know it's the start of the year. Wrestle Kingdom's on, and I don't follow New Japan avidly, but I do watch Wrestle Kingdom here and there. For the first time ever, Wrestle Kingdom is going to take place over two nights, Saturday the 4th and Sunday the 5th. That's literally tomorrow and the night after. And quite notable by the absence from the card, there is no sign of the Young Bucks, there's no sign of Kenny Omega, and there is no sign of Cody Rhodes. Is this because the AEW thing has upset New Japan? I don't know the ins and outs, but it could be that. Funnily enough, though, Chris Jericho is on the card. And I believe this weekend we'll also see Jushin Thunder Liger's final ever matches. So either sign up to New Japan Network or find another means to watch it. That will be taking place this weekend. Some notes, but I think Zack Sabre Jr. is on the card. Will Ospreay is on the card, obviously. And, of course, Dean Ambrose, or John Moxley, as he is now known. I believe he will be challenging for the New Japan United States Championship, I want to say, but I might be wrong. But, obviously, all details can be found on New Japan's website, or just go to Wikipedia. Someone's made a really helpful Wikipedia entrance. Over the break, over Christmas, the only real noticeable thing for me that happened in wrestling was Rey Mysterio Jr. losing the United States Championship to Andrade Cien Almas. And, of course, the other purse of personal news in Andrade Cien Almas's life is he's engaged to Charlotte Flair. So, congratulations to them. I think that's enough rabbiting on from me. As I said, it's a great time to watch wrestling. NWA Power is back on YouTube. I've been following that. That is a... Once again, I've said this, I've sung the praises of it many times, but if you want something that's a little bit more traditional, I'd say definitely check out NWA Power on YouTube. But that is enough from me. We are going to get to the Atomic Drop for the week. For those of you that have not heard this show before, it isn't just me rambling on about like made little bits and bobs of news. This is a celebration of professional wrestling. We know why we love pro wrestling, because it's escape. It's just brilliant. Hands down, I don't need to explain to people. This is the other thing. Since we've stopped being on the radio, I've realised that I can change this show up. I still follow forms and conventions of radio. I tell you what song's coming up. I talk to a lot of you like you might not be wrestling fans, but now we're a podcast, I can be pretty certain you're pro wrestling fans. So we know why we like this. We are about to celebrate professional wrestling through music and audio. I've got a whole selection of songs and promos and other audio tidbits. We're going to kick things off with an act called Acronym, and this is a song called Cruiserweight. I will be back at the end to tell you exactly what you've been listening to. We're kicking off with Acronym. This is called Cruiserweight.
Acronym back on the attack like a set. Status is top card is being cemented. I'm in math throwing out dynamite kid. I'm on a better title run than Bryan Danielson. I breathe lava like a crack caldera. Style superior, macho mania like Sin Cara. Classic like Dragon versus Mysterio Jr. Submission, reversal, scenario, maneuvers. Ring innovator like Gory Guerrero. More twists and turns than Neville's Red Arrow. Clean finish, but it don't feel fair though. You're deleting like my little brother Nero. You holding the strap, come on, be real. Then leave your face off the promotional materials. Cause he was champ, not as believable as Helms is a superhero.
1, 2, 3. Cruiserweight. 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 Cruiserweight champion.
Back to basics like an Irish whip. Back for giving kids nightmares like the secret of Nim. Rick Thunder like Juice and Liger. Fucking echo hit, bring me the whole tiger. Clean stripes rider. 5'11" with a 7-foot game. I'm stretching you out, son, like in a crippled cross face. Hit for the cycle, buckle to buckle, yo. Shotgun, dropkick, pull you tied up in the trio. Whoa, 540 splash in the man, cold Scorpio. See, I'm the man of 1,005 holds, and none of them are armbar. Mr. Monday Night Superstar, put the parka through the windshield of a parked car. Parkour matches from stadiums to bingo halls, modeled up at the TLC like waterfalls. Wrestlers and sons, I flip them with my drums and rhythms. Dangerous as DDTs from elevated positions. My style's a sit-out driver to your cranium. Guaranteed like a phase win in Mania. Beat's so retarded, it's a handicap match. Go ahead and laugh. Should think like when Eddie lands the frog splash. Middle rope, suicide, violence like you haven't seen since the Jerry Super Crazy Deathmatch in Philly. Crowd pops, applause gets thunderous. Whole stable trying to get out from under us. I'm high risk as a plancha or a topi. I'm still waiting for PWI to get me that trophy.
Not even accept the slammy at this point.
Give me my fucking trophy.
Cruiserweight. Shout out to the one and only Rob Austin, the Flying Tiger, a.k.a. Super Kungo. Still got that wrestling ring of mom and dad, so you should set it up sometime. Give your kids a show.
Greatest Cruiserweight champion of all time!
Welcome to the Cornet Place for Christmas. As you can see, the tree's still up, the present's still out. I don't want to forget about Christmas. I want to remember Christmas chaos, especially for a long time. I never want to forget Christmas night of 1994. For a real good reason, because that's going to help me hate somebody all the better. You see, everybody was wondering. It's been a week ago now since it happened, and everybody was wondering leading up to the thing, what is Jim Cornette's motives? What does Jim Cornette want to manage the Rock and Roll Express for? Could the gangsters have ticked him off that bad? Well, yes and no. Because you see, not only did I want to get back at the gangsters, but also, after 12 years of fussing and fighting with the Rock and Roll Express, Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson, after 12 years of never being able to get a team that could just quite take them out, I finally had an idea, had a thought. I said, wouldn't it be great, wouldn't it be great if the Rock and Roll Express, the prideful men that they are, owed Jim Cornette? They owed me something. I can't find nobody to beat them and run them off, but I can hold them this way even better. Because if they owed me, then I could hold that over their head for the rest of their lives. I could always go around and say, you wouldn't have won the Smoky Mountain Tag Team title if it hadn't been for Jim Cornette. And I was going to get a kick out of that. You know how I am. I was going to get a real kick out of that. So I thought about turning on him, but I said, nah, this is going to be even better. And it happened just that way. Christmas night in Knoxville, Tennessee, thanks partially to my help, the Rock and Roll Express won the Smoky Mountain Tag Team title. And then I also had figured, you know, if they do win the belts, and the gangsters probably going to jump themselves, they're going to start kicking the snot out of the Rock and Roll Express, leave them laying in the middle of the ring, and I'm going to get a ringside seat and a good smile out of it. And that's almost what happened. They started kicking the snot out of the Rock and Roll Express, all right, and I was starting to get a little grin on my face, but then something happened, and don't get me wrong, it wasn't the spirit of Christmas coming over me. Let's not get too corny. Now, what it was ego. Because you see, all those people in that Knoxville Civic Coliseum, they started yelling at me. Not yelling at me, but yelling for me. Jim Cornette, help him. Cornette, you gotta stop the gangsters. Cornette, do something for Ricky and Robert. They're gonna get hurt. All those people that have spit on me and thrown things at me and cussed me like a dog and tried to jump on me and beat my brains out. I couldn't have got elected dog catcher in Knoxville, Tennessee 15 minutes earlier that night, but all of a sudden they're asking me for a favor. And Jim Cornette's ego took over. And I thought, I'm going to do something. So I got in the ring and I suckered the gangsters into just the right place. And then I proceeded to kick some gangster butt for about 22 seconds. And then reality took over where ego left off. And New Jack brought that slapjack out. And he conked me over the head with it. You could see 12 stitches. And the blood starts pouring down in my eyes. I couldn't see anything. It was like looking through a fog. And then a nightstick comes out. And I feel a burning in my leg when my kneecap got cracked. And then all I can see, when I can see it all, are fists and feet coming at me. And all of a sudden, I'm in my own private hell on Christmas night in a place I don't want to be and no way to get out of it. All because of the gangsters. Well, those fists and those feet rained down on me and that pain exploded from every part of my body and the blood soaked me. And Dirty White Boy and Cactus Jack came out to save the day because the Rock and Roll Express wasn't in any shape to do it either. And when they picked me up off that ring, people gave me a round of applause. You know, I'm an egotistical son of a gun. And that's the only thing about Christmas night that I enjoyed. There's something else that I'm going to enjoy, the opportunity to hate somebody. Because when Jim Cornette hates somebody, he hates them with a passion, he hates them with a vengeance, and he hates them forever. And I hate the gangsters. And they tried to take me in that back in that locker room. They tried to call an ambulance, tried to get me over to the hospital. And I went, believe me, but before I did one thing. I found me a telephone, and I made a phone call. Because the Rock and Roll Express, sure, they say, Jim Cornette, anytime you want to be at ringside with us when we face the gangsters, that's fine. We want you to be in on it. But you don't want to go when you have somebody you hate and want to get even with. You don't want to go to somebody you don't even like that much. Because we ain't friends, Morton Gibson and me. You know, I called some friends of mine. The Heavenly Bodies, Tom Pritchard and Jimmy Del Rey. And I told them what happened. And I told them I'd send them a plane ticket. Get out of your WWF commitments. At least one time, do something to come down here and help me get even. And they said, sure, anytime, any place, anywhere, we're going to go cancel some dates right now. And they did. January 28th. Just so happens it's Super Saturday Night Fever. But there's one problem. Bob Armstrong, you still have that loser leave Smoky Mountain Wrestling stipulation banning the Heavenly Bodies. Well, I got some things to do and I got some people to see and I need the Heavenly Bodies on my side. So Bob Armstrong, what I'm saying to you is I want to see you not on the telephone, not by videotape. I want to see you face to face next week on Smoky Mountain Wrestling on television because I want to have a serious talk with you. If you're the man you say you are and you stand for what you say you do, then you know this ain't right. And you know I got to have a chance to get even. And I want the Heavenly Bodies to come back, or I'm going to know the reason why. So, Bob Armstrong, I want to talk to you. And gangsters, believe me, Jim Cornette's going to do some talking to you later on. So nobody gets away with this. Nobody. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thousand years from now, when your flesh is in the ground, everything will be the same. With every war of human lies, every hymn that screams and cries, from their lips will be my name. So loose your arrows and your stones, tear the shell right from my bones. In my grace I cannot fall. I have no need to seek atonement, but even in my weakest moment, I am greater than you all. And when that fire comes to claim all your doubts and all your pain, you will see me stand above you then. And with my eyes all thick with smoke, flesh in the ground, everything will be the same. With every war of human lies, every hymn that screams and cries, from their lips will be my name. So loose your arrows and your stones, tear the shell right from my bones. In my grace I cannot fall. Atonement, but even in my weakest moment, I am greater than you all. And when that fire comes to claim all your doubts and all your pain, you will see me stand above you then. And with my eyes all thick with smoke, I will watch you as you choke, and you will know how much I love you then. I am.
I'm ready, willing, and able. Yeah, Knoxville, Tennessee, look out. Yeah, red light alert, cause a macho man has come with a team. Yeah, and I'm gonna be ready, ready, ready. Yeah, understand that, honey, Bob. I'm the man that you chose and I'm flattered. Because, not only because of your problems with Jim Cornette, but I have the same problems too with the Wrestling Federation and that killer. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Jim Cornette. And I'm talking about the guts and the gall that you got to take a guy called Bruiser Bender. And to think that you're going to get the first base on me, well, I got a problem with that, yeah. And I'm calling you on the carpet, yeah. May the 20th of Knoxville, Tennessee, the Coliseum is going to rock and roll. Yeah, it is. And Bob Armstrong, you're going to be real proud of me. There you are. When that music plays and I walk down that aisle, it's going to be all macho madness. And Bruiser Bedlam, you're going to wish that you were any place but right there at that particular time. Smoky Mountain Wrestling, get ready. May the 20th, look out. Yeah. Knoxville, Tennessee, May the 20th, get ready. Coliseum's going to be on fire. Wall to wall, macho madness. Yeah, Bruiser Bedlam, you got to understand that these are glory days for Smoky Mountain Wrestling, yeah. And it's my biggest thrill of my entire career to walk down that aisle of the Knoxville Coliseum and to look to you eye to eye, because I'll tell you why, yeah. Is a friend of mine, blast from the past, yeah. Just because we haven't seen each other or heard from each other doesn't mean we're not tight, yeah. And he's got a problem there, and I'm gonna solve it all in one night. Knoxville, yeah, Smoky Mountain, get ready. It's gonna be a magic carpet ride, and it's gonna be macho madness from wall to wall and everywhere in between. And Bruiser Bedlam, you gotta understand, you gotta come up with some excuse. You gotta tell Jim Cornette why you couldn't get it done. Why the Macho Man was so much better than you. Because I'm not just going to beat you, brother. I'm going to teach you a lesson. Yeah, right there in Knoxville, Tennessee. May the 20th, mark down the date. Because it's your last date of wrestling anywhere.
Good news travels slow. They all call me old Wildfire, 'cause everybody knows that I'm bad news.
Bad news.
Everywhere I go, always getting into trouble. In Georgia, I whip lumberjacks up in Maine. I've been hired and fired and jailed in every town you can name me, 'cause I'm bad news.
Bad news.
Everywhere I go, always getting in trouble. East to west.
of trouble. And leaving little girls that hate to see me go. I'm bad news, baby. You better hit that road, cause that road don't hit back. Yeah, I'm bad news.
You have been listening to The Atomic Drop. We just finished up there. That was Jerry the King Lawless singing Bad News. And I know that's not an original composition by him, because I've heard Johnny Cash sing that. So it's nevertheless Jerry Lawler singing a song. You have been listening to The Atomic Drop over the course of the last 20 minutes, half hour or so. Of course, we kicked things off with Acronym and a song called Cruiserweight. That was followed by a Christmas promo from Smoky Mountain Wrestling by Jim Cornette. He was accompanied by some music from DJ Napa. You then heard I Am the Knife, which I believe is some form of a Bray Wyatt tribute track. That was by Shining Wizardo. That was followed by Macho Man Randy Savage. And a little musical help there from Skinny Man, although the producer of this, I believe it was DJ Flip. I might be wrong. Let's see if there's any other details. No, it was DJ Noise, I believe. So there's all the info you need on that. Although I don't need to give you the info because we're not on radio anymore. But thank you for listening. We finish up there, as I said, Jerry the King Lawler, the multi-talented Jerry the King Lawler. I was kind of gutted when he returned to commentary, but he's kind of growing on me. He still does make wildly inappropriate comments and phrases. And do you know what? And if I've seen a little bit of JR on AEW, and now is the time more than ever. We need to get King and JR back together as a commentary team, because I think they would be on absolute fire right now for all the wrong reasons. But that's why we like wrestling sometimes, because things are either wildly inappropriate or these guys just don't get it. But they are legends. I grew up with Michael Cole. I did grow up with Michael Cole as well, but I grew up with King and JR commentating Raw, and I'd love to hear them back together. But we'll see. There's all sorts of commentary teams out there. Thank you for listening to The Atomic Drop. Remember, our whole show archive is available on Mixcloud. If you go to Resonance FM's Mixcloud page, as to why we are on another radio station's Mixcloud page, listen back to some of the old episodes and you'll see the trajectory that this show has taken. But we are now purely a podcast, which I'm still loving, although we upload this to Mixcloud once we get round to it. Thank you once again for tuning in. Have a lovely year. Enjoy Wrestle Kingdom if you're watching it this week. I should be back next Friday to share my thoughts and some more incredibly diverse and wonderful tunes and songs and promos about professional wrestling. We are going to leave you today with, I wasn't going to say it's wildly wrestling related, but it is. This is something from William Patrick Corgan, otherwise known as Billy Corgan, otherwise known as the owner of the National Wrestling Alliance. This is a song from him called Hard Times. I believe it is the theme tune for the NWA's next pay-per-view, which is on the weekend of the 24th, 25th, 26th of January, that sort of area. And the pay-per-view is called Hard Times as well. Although this song might not have much to do with wrestling, it's still a beautiful song. So enjoy it, and I'll be back at the same time next week. Until then, take care. Ta-ta. This is William Patrick Corgan with Hard Times.
Scream the jets off to Orion, his drone blood skin, and the hills sing prayers of America. It's hard times we're in, it's hard times, it's hard times, it's hard times, it's hard times. The only gentle voice you'll hear is one you cannot know to fear. The kindest cut draws. lost blood from film is what fades. It feeds the toil of fallen men. A buying sweeps them from him. It's plucked by poison quill. But don't stand still. Hard, hard times. It's hard times. Fear thee not, hands of a maker. Enchantment guilts are bust a warrior, meet for the satyrs. It's hard times, is what you got. It's hard times. Hard times. It's hard times. Hard times. Soon, soon, the only gentle voice you'll hear is one you cannot know to fear. The kindness cut draws blood from film is what fades and feeds the toil of fallen men. Albion sweeps limb from limb. It's plucked by poison quill. But don't stand still. Hard, hard times. It's hard, hard times. It's hard times.